According to their Facebook page, Louis Legacy's Animal Rescue is not a shelter, but a foster-based rescue with adoption events on weekends. With us in the studio is Kelly May from Louis Legacy to tell us about their animal rescue. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Lee.
How long have you been with Louis Legacy?
I have been with the organization as a volunteer for about 2 years.
And what has been your role there?
So I help them out with public relations, content, Facebook, website. Whenever they need me, I step in.
Do you ever do any fostering?
I do not. I have two cats of my own who would not be so happy if I came home with another animal. But I love working the events and I love supporting the system.
And I imagine you have a lot of volunteers.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we do. I don't have a number right in front of me, but we have been around since 2009. And we, by the end of this year, are on target to have saved 10,000 animals in that time frame. So it takes a huge network of volunteers to make that happen.
So your organization helped with the rescue of animals from shelters in Texas and Florida after Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. How was that organized?
So our president, Emily Geer, networked with other shelters and rescues in Texas and in Florida to coordinate what shelters needed to be cleared of animals who were already in the shelter so that people who were losing their pets during the crisis, they had a place to go. So we went down, Emily flew down right after both hurricanes and coordinated with shelters on site to pull as many animals as we could handle. I think we ended up with about 120 out of Texas and close to that many out of Florida. So we flew Emily down. She was on site on the ground figuring out what animals needed to be pulled from where. And then we had vans of volunteers who drove down a couple of days later, working in the community to make sure that those animals could get back to Cincinnati to be vetted and made sure that they were cleared for adoption. And those animals are being adopted out right now.
And the animals in Texas, some of them came from the Montgomery County Animal Shelter down there?
Absolutely. Our volunteers were down there basically crashing in a motel. There were like 10 people in one room next to people who had lost everything. So we were in the thick of it, trenching through the water, trying to make sure that those animals could be out and safe. And the people in Texas were absolutely wonderful. They stepped in to help us all along the way, every chance they could.
Did you take cages and crates down with you?
We did. We have a network of organizations who have donated crates all along the way. So we were able to pull out the animals that needed homes.
Tell us about some of those animals.
So we had dogs, cats, pigs. We have one pig who's up for adoption right now. The trouble with a crisis situation like that we ran into is there were other organizations there too, which was great. We loved working with them. But some of them have a hard time pulling animals who are older or who have medical trouble, especially in Texas. I think about half the animals we brought back had heartworm. We did not turn them away, but it does mean that there are a few extra weeks of medical care needed to make sure that they are good to go. So we were happy to be able to step in and help those animals out.
Do you work with vets too here?
We do. We have a network of veterinarians that we work with, Montford Heights Animal Clinic especially.
You're offering a calendar that's called Paws of Gotham with the proceeds to save animals in high-kill shelters across the country. The photos were shot in New York City by South African photographer Candy Kennedy. Tell us about this process and the results.
So Louis Legacy has two branches, one here in Cincinnati and one in New York City. So 3 years ago, we started offering a calendar called Pecks and Pups, which were basically attractive men holding animals on the calendar. And this year, we thought we would try something new. Theo Rossi from Sons of Anarchy and Luke Cage, among others, is a good friend of the rescue. And he recommended that we maybe try a calendar based on the theme of diversity. So from there, we thought, okay, so we want a diverse people and a diverse group of animals. So one of our volunteers knew Candy Kennedy from a previous project. So she put us in touch with Candy, who loved the idea. She is New York based, but she is from South Africa. So she has a lot of experience with diversity. And she reached out to her network of human models. And we reached out to our network of animals. And we paired them up, took them to New York City and made it happen.
Do you need volunteers for foster homes and other supplies like food and cages?
Oh, absolutely. We can always use foster homes. We have a great network of people, and we are always looking to add to that network. More volunteers, more supplies, more funds means we can rescue more animals.
And where can volunteers or people who'd like to help with this organization go? Is that your Facebook page?
Well, you can visit our Facebook page. You can also visit our website at louiselegacy.org. We have all the information about volunteering, donating, and purchasing the calendar on that website.
Well, good luck with your efforts to help these rescue animals, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Lee. Thanks for having us.
I've been speaking with Kelly May from Louis Legacy's Animal Rescue. You'll find a link to their Paws of Gotham calendar and adoption events at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato.